one item was a stove. And they supposed to ship it to the store. He had come from Dallas. And they shipped it to Carthage and put it off in the warehouse over there, and I had to pay $5 to go over and get it. And then they charged me $2 for storage over there. Didn't stay there but a day.
Don't seem like you would have had to
have
paid that.
They wouldn't do it. Them salesmen over, that's the way they get their money. It was shipped on a Red Ball. Red Ball told me over there that they didn't get 100 feet off the highway. You know. They could put it off in lots of places they knowed. He said, and he passed through two or three places where he's supposed to put it at 12 o'clock at night, and he went on, he come back. There was clothes, and he kept on to Carthage into the warehouse and put it in. Then notified me. I had to hire a truck and go over and get it. And then I had to wait about 4 hours at the warehouse of clothes till he was come in. He was off somewhere. The warehouse had closed up. About 1 o'clock he come in now. I was fixing to go out, loading some stuff out, fixing to go out, and I happened to catch him at 12, about 1 o'clock when he come in. I reckon been in to dinner, and I ain't fooled with this little book since.
If you had a bill and you were late in paying it, you'd say, it's already 1 week over
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
I never belonged to a club, nothing but that American League. The only ever I belonged to.
What did you have to pay them?
I've had paid them once a year, $10 a year. And time I'd pay it, I'd get a done back, owed them $10 for some big party or something. You'd have to give some, so I just dropped out of money, all of them dropped out. I got one on Cross Lake, they'd give up there so much money, buy chickens and hogs and barbecue up and give a big cut, but the big shots always got the best of it. You didn't get nothing. Scraps. What the people out in the country background got. And I just drawed out of it, quit money. Everyone I know of drawed out of it, except them big shots up around town working them banks and them stores around there.
What did you call the $10 that you had to pay them every year?
American League thieves. That's your thieves for you to join that outfit. They'd usually give you a card. Every time you'd pay it, they'd give you a card marked on how much you'd pay. I had a whole box full of them here before I ever drawed out, and they got given too many big parties and dances. Supper, and so I did. They'd give them way down in y'all.
You'd have to pay even if you didn't.
Yeah, they're in there, and they'd want you to donate so much to buy, help them out with, and some of them wouldn't donate nothing. So I just wouldn't just quit paying mine. I just left it go.
You say back in the 30s, money was
scarce. Wasn't nobody having the money. 1930. That road out there was grubbed up in 1930. Right away just put there, and before that road was put there, the people in this country wasn't getting but 50 cents a day. And I said, what was it, P.A. and P. or something?
W.P.A.?